The Big Tuesday Debate kicks off with a great guest who we're going to speak to in just a second. Later on, we're going to be chatting, and I suppose you could loosely put this under the banner of Darwinism versus creationism. And it will always be, and has always been, I've never known a time when it wasn't, the most seductive, confusing, most debated issue, subject, pretty much on the planet. I mean, we are all, after all, looking for that true answer as to where the heck did it all come from. Before we speak a little later to Stephen Green, who's the National Director of Christian Voice, and you will be aware, I'm sure, of what standpoint he will take on this, let's speak with Dr. John Van Wy, who's the Director of the Complete Work of Charles Darwin Online at the University of Cambridge. John, hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good, good, good. The Complete Works of Charles Darwin, how long did it take you to get this online?
Well, it's taken us several years now, and we've got a way to go yet.
Right. Are you pleased with it, though?
Yes, the success of the project's been fantastic.
Fantastic. Now, I mentioned a second ago that the interest in this subject just simply never goes away.
Oh, that's true. I mean, since we put the site online 2 years ago, we've had over 50 million hits.
Wow. And naturally, people from all sides of the argument want to explore the sort of Darwinian side of it, even if they are perhaps, you know, from a religious bent. Or one would hope that people from a religious perspective would still want to read your side of things.
Yeah, well, I think it's a big mistake to represent it as, you know, you can be religious or you can be scientific or you can believe in your religion or you can believe in evolution. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a case of either or.
You can have both.
Day, people have been asking the question, well, can you believe in God and evolution too?
Yeah.
And the question that Darwin used to say is still true today. Yep, you can believe in both.
But he didn't, though, did he?
He didn't believe, well...
For his wife he did a bit, but...
It's not so simple. He wasn't a Christian, but he wasn't an atheist. He believed that there was something, some intelligent thing that had probably started stuff off in the beginning.
Mm.
But as far as he was concerned, as a scientist, nothing but natural causes have ever been discovered.
So he didn't convert to Christianity on his deathbed?
No, definitely not.
That's just an old urban
another one of those myths.
Yes, yeah. It's I remember some years ago somebody saying to me that, and they were absolutely steadfast in this, that on his deathbed Darwin said, "I made it all up, it was all a lie." And it was at that point that somebody tried to sign me up for a bizarre cult, I think. So let's just talk then about Darwin. I mean, to ask you to encapsulate the theory of evolution within a few moments would be crazy. But the first thing to get out of the way is that this is, we are told, no longer a theory.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you ask any biologist, and that's exactly what they'll tell you. I mean, it's the bedrock of all the life sciences, and it has been for 150 years now. I mean, there's, as far as scientists are concerned, there's no debate. In fact, what a lot of people don't remember is, you know, Darwin's book came out in 1859. Within 10 or 15 years, the debate was over. The international scientific community in all languages and countries, they'd all accepted, wow, Darwin is right.
Is that right?
They still bickered about details.
Right.
It was over back then.
Yeah.
So it's a bit weird that so many years later, suddenly there's been this talk of there being a debate again. I mean, as a historian, knowing how it all happened in the first time, my head's spinning.
Yeah.
What? We've seen that.
I suppose the area that really confuses people, John, and I mean, perhaps you can tell me differently, is that if you look at what happened in the Darwin story of how he, you know, this very inquisitive man who was just determined to put this huge jigsaw puzzle together, and by looking at the various species around and looking at these evolutionary forms of those species, etc., and working out differences and the like, and coming to his sort of origin of species, and there it was. We still remain with the question that where did the sort of first life form come from? That's the big confusion.
Oh yeah, and basically that's going to remain in doubt for some time. And it's important to remember that Darwin did not seek to answer what was the origin of all life. His book Origin of Species means where do the different types come from? So a lot of people say, oh, well, he doesn't even say in The Origin of Species where the origin of life is. Well, that's not what he's talking about. And he said, you know, in the science of his day, couldn't answer that question.
Sure.
What he was answering, and what his answer has stood to this day, is where the different types come from.
Yeah.
And the answer is, the short answer is, they're descended from common ancestors, just like you and your cousin are descended from a common ancestor.
But so there is still no answer as to where that first life form came from.
Well, Darwin's guess is as good as what science has come up with nowadays, which is that through naturalistic processes, with the right chemicals and materials, and look, after all, when you consider all the planets in our solar system, ours is pretty special. It's got a lot more different kinds of chemicals. They're liquid at nice temperatures. They're moving around in complicated ways, even without life. So if life was going to happen anywhere, it's pretty likely it was going to happen here, and it did.
So do we not still remain then, John, at the very first question, that until we can explain that, the chances that whilst the evolution that we're aware of through Darwin and the kind of work that people like yourself have put together and we can all see, we still remain with that central question. I know I'm repeating myself here, but that does allow, I suppose, the religious element to play a part in this now.
Oh, yeah, and I think Darwin would never have tried to downplay that. As far as he was concerned, that's absolutely fine. There's absolutely plenty of room for God or something to have started things off in the beginning. What science does, it figures out how stuff works now that we can see and observe, and it's doing that very well. So there is still room for people to think, well, maybe somebody started off in the beginning. I mean, we don't know that. But what science does know is how evolution works, how it works through natural selection, as Darwin figured out. It's not survival of the fittest, which people often say, oh, it's just survival of the fittest.
Sure.
It's, in fact, evolution is like a meat grinder. You've got all these species, all these individuals, from seed to pollen or whatever, they're all going through this meat grinder. Everything is being killed off.
Yeah.
And only a few lucky ones manage to make it through the meat grinder. And the special thing is that they then pass on their luckiness, whatever it was that helped them get through the meat grinder. And you repeat that process thousands of times, and you get a huge build-up of change.
John, just give us your website for those who'd like to take a look at the fantastic amount of work you guys have put together.
Right, it's darwin-online.org.uk.
Great, and that'll keep you reading for about 750 years, won't it? listen, nice to talk, John.
Thanks very much.
And good to have you with us, sir. He's Dr. John Van Wy, Director of the Complete Work of Charles Darwin Online at the University of Cambridge. We'll take another perspective in the next section.
Newcastle versus Hull. Live.